darling, Milton. Have you had a good night's sleep, darling? Yes, I thought you would have. Didn't fall off your perch, did you? Yeah, of course you didn't. Now, come on, Milton. Today's the day you're going to say, "Happy birthday, Doctor." Come on now. Happy birthday, Doctor. Yes, I know you're a pretty boy. Now, talk of the devil, Olivia. And happy birthday.
Thank you, Hilda. Oh, by the way, thank you for your present.
Oh, thank you, dear. I always say you can't have too many vests, you know. Now, come on, Milton, say happy birthday, Doctor.
No, don't, Hilda, please, don't.
What's the matter, dear?
It's my head, Hilda.
Yes, it's on your shoulders, dear. Did you think you'd lost it?
I wish I had. It's spinning and buzzing and throbbing. It's as though someone's banging on the inside of my skull with a sledgehammer.
And apart from that, how do you feel?
Dreadful. I'm shaking all over, Hilda, and it's affecting my eyes. Do you know I can see two of you?
Oh, now that's nice for you. Of course, champagne does affect some people like that.
I don't think it was the champagne.
Oh, no, 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 of course not, no, of course not, no. Well, not the champagne on its own, but you did mix it with orange juice.
Hilda, I have not got a hangover. It's nothing to do with the champagne. I think I'm developing a cold.
Whatever you say, dear. I'm not going to argue with you as it's your birthday. Now, what would you like for breakfast? Streaky bacon or a kipper?
Oh, Hilda. You can be cruel.
What have I said now, dear?
And you don't have to shout.
I'm not shouting.
I'm going back to my room.
Probably a good idea. I don't think you're going to be very good company till you've sobered, till your head aches or tired. I'll call you for lunch. I thought we might have those nice pork fillets.
Oh,
I wish you wouldn't slam that door, Milton. It could give me a headache. You know, you don't look too well this morning, Milton. You're not developing a cold, are you? You're looking quite peaky. In fact, I would say you've got a peaky beaky. A peaky beaky. I bet you wish you'd said that, don't you? Yes, I thought you would. Oh, good morning, Maud.
I let myself in.
Yes, well, I gathered that, yes. I didn't think you'd crawl through the letterbox.
Sorry I'm late.
Not at all, actually. I haven't been up long myself.
Ooh, have a late night, did you?
You could say that, dear. You see, the doctor wanted to stay up until her birthday, you know, after midnight.
Oh, I see.
And then, would you believe it, she produced two bottles of champagne that she'd been keeping for this occasion since her 21st birthday.
Well, I never.
What a time we had, Maud. I mean, we're not what you might call hardened drinkers, the doctor and I, but we laughed. And, we were still at it at 2:30 this morning.
What, boozing?
No, we're trying to get the corks out of the bottle. Oh, is Abney, you're back again.
Yes, Hilda. My head is worse when I lie down. It starts in my right temple and then throbs across my forehead, pounds the back of my head. And it's excruciating just above my left ear.
Got a headache, have you, Doctor?
I've got a headache all over, Maud.
Here, I'll cheer you up.
Why are you going?
Now, Evadne, you're being touchy. Maud's only trying to help you now.
That's what I'm afraid of.
I brought you a birthday cake, Doctor. Here, it's in my bag.
Oh, look, Evadne, isn't that lovely?
Amazing. Still in one piece.
I just put the one candle on, Doctor.
So I noticed, Maud. Very diplomatic.
It weren't because I couldn't get them all on the cake.
I'm sure it wasn't.
It was because the shop didn't have enough in stock, wasn't it, Maud?
Anyway, I hope you like it. It's my grandmother's recipe, Doctor.
Good. Just as long as your grandmother didn't bake it.
Oh, I baked it all right. I baked it nearly 12 months ago.
12 months, Maud? I know you're slow, but don't you think that's sort of overdoing it?
No, Dame Hilda. It gives it a chance to mature, you see.
Yes, well, come along then, dear. Aren't you going to cut it?
I suppose so. Pass me the cake knife, Hilda. Thank you. Well, here goes. Oh, Hilda.
Oh, dear. That was the knife that belonged to your mother, wasn't it, dear?
Maud, Maud, you stupid woman, do you realise that cake knife was over 100 years old?
Oh, what are you worrying about? It's had a good innings.
And nothing's made to last, dear.
Here, let's have a look at it.
Get away, Maud, or I might be tempted to use what's left of it.
I think you're overreacting a little, if I may say so. Now, let's see. Oh, yes, look, it's only the handle that shattered.
What you want is some of that fast-setting super-duper glue they sell.
Well, you're not mending it, that's for sure.
Tom has some in his toolkit.
Are you sure you didn't squeeze a few tubes into the icing sugar bowl? Are you ready, Evadne?
Yes, dear. Fingers poised on the keyboard.
And you're quite sure your head is better?
Much better. It's only going around about 60 miles an hour now.
Splendid. Now, Miss Primley.
Yes, Hilda?
Are you sitting comfortably?
Oh, yes. Yes, indeed. I always feel this armchair as a cocoon against the infinite pulsations of a plastic environment.
Yes. Actually, I think it's uncut maquette. Anyway, the doctor and I thought this song would be suitable to perform at your school speech day tomorrow. See what you think of it, dear.
I did not know when first I took your hand and felt a thrill I could not
mood.
But you were snoring, dear.
Probably your voice has that effect on her as well, dear.
Thank you, Evadne.
Whenever I hear your voice, Hilda, I find myself drifting into an empty chasm of cacophony.
Really?
I think the best way to describe it is to liken it to being inside a goldfish bowl.
Full or empty?
Half full of tepid tea.
One lump or two?
The sound echoes round me as I gaze out through the concave glass into a convex world of elongated depravity.
Yes, that's probably when you start to snore.
Anyway, Miss Primley, how did our song sound inside your goldfish bowl?
Beautiful. It reminded me of pickled herring in autumn. Most suitable for the school concert.
Oh, we're having a fish supper, are we?
I beg your pardon, Hilda.
I said we're having a fish supper. You said the song reminded you of pickled herrings, you see. So I said, we're having a fish supper. It was a joke, you see, dear.
Yes, very good, yes. Very funny, Hilda. You know, you ought to be on the stage.
I was, dear.
Sorry to interrupt, but are you ready for a cup of tea?
Not quite, dear.
Oh, good, because I haven't made one.
Perhaps you could interrupt us again in about, oh, say, 5 minutes, Maud.
Oh, it'll take me longer than that to fix the electric kettle. It blew up, you see.
Oh, Maud, you're impossible.
Well, it weren't my fault. It boiled dry.
How did you let it boil dry, Maud? Didn't you see all the steam?
Well, there weren't no steam. I forgot to put the water in it.
Oh, Maud, it is just a little bit careless, dear.
A little bit careless? Hilda, that's like saying Hitler was a naughty boy.
Well, I don't do these things a purpose, you know.
I know, Maud. I never said you did.
No, it's not you, Dame Hilda. It's the doctor always getting at me. I don't suppose you ever play any wrong notes, do you?
No, as a matter of fact, I don't.
Oh, come now, dear. What about the Christmas concert?
Hilda, I do not wish to discuss that. You know very well my fingers were cold.
I believe there's an epidemic of chicken pox in New Zealand.
I beg your pardon?
I said, I believe there's an epidemic of chicken pox in New Zealand.
Yes. Yes, how interesting, isn't it? Isn't that interesting, Evadne?
I'm trembling with excitement.
Yes, I thought you'd be interested. I received a letter from my sister Edwina this morning.
Oh, she's in New Zealand, is she?
No, Bournemouth.
Oh, yes, well, that explains it.
Apparently, she's received a letter from her sister-in-law, whose cousin emigrated there last year.
Oh, how interesting. Isn't that interesting, Evadne? Miss Primley's sister-in-law's cousin has emigrated to Bournemouth.
No. No, Hilda. New Zealand.
Oh, sorry, dear, I see. And she's got the chicken box, has she?
No, I don't think she has, Hilda. But I'll write and ask her for you, if you like.
I wish you would, dear, because I'd like to know.
I'm sure you've met her, Hilda.
Have I?
Yes, Gloria Armstrong.
No. No, I don't think so.
Yes, you have. She was engaged to be married to Ralph Smallwood, who eventually married Alice Botham.
No. No, I don't think I know her.
Oh, you do, Hilda. We used to call her Botty Bum.
I don't think I did, dear.
Her father was in cosmetics.
Was he? All the time or just at weekends?
Well, anyway, she's coming over for a holiday, so you must meet her.
Yes, well, providing she's got rid of the chicken pox, I'd be delighted.
I've always wanted to go to New Zealand.
I'll help you pack after tea.
Oh, my Arthur wouldn't let me go. He'd be frightened of them cannibals getting me and cooking me in a pot.
Knowing you, you'd probably break it.
Well, are we agreed?
Upon what, dear?
The song for the speech day.
Oh, yes, it's eminently suitable.
Right, that's settled then. We'll sing the chicken pox cha-cha-cha.
Dame Hilda?
Yes?
What am I going to do about the electric kettle? Should I try and mend it?
No, don't start meddling with electricity, dear. It could be very dangerous.
You'll find a screwdriver in the kitchen drawer, Maud.
I'd better boil some water in a pan.
You've got the recipe, have you?
No,
can't be long.
Salt of the earth, Maud, isn't she?
Yes, she should be shaken regularly.
She has an aura of indefinable solidity and a sea of imponderable oblivion.
Are we talking about Maud or Moby Dick?
I once toyed with the idea of writing a poem about her.
And I think I know the first line. There was an old lady of Stetson.
I was going to call it Reflections in a Threepenny Bit.
Then we went decimal and scuppered your couplets.
However, I have written a special offering for our speech day.
Yes, I thought you might have.
And I thought you, Hilda, would render it with your usual metaphysical aplomb.
Of course, sir. I've been delighted.
And if Evadne could contribute on the pianoforte some of her well-loved ethereal twiddly bits?
I do not twiddle, Miss Trimmer. I capture by extemporization and translate into musical form the mood and mysticism of your poetry.
Yes, dear, well, that's what she means. She wants you to do your twiddly bits.
I look forward to seeing you both tomorrow. I must go. Time to wend my way back to my little windmill home.
Back to the grind, eh?
Very amusing.
Yeah, I bet you wish you thought of that, don't you?
No, Hilda, I don't understand jokes.
We have the same problem with your poems.
We can't persuade you to stay for a cup of tea and cucumber sandwiches with the crust cut off.
Thank you, Hilda, but I mustn't. You know what my tummy is like.
Well, no, dear, not really.
You're still on the health foods, are you, Miss Primley?
Oh, indeed I am, Evadne. Do you know, I've just discovered something awfully exciting to do with acorns.
Yes. Well, I'm sure we're both very pleased for you.
Nature is such a wonderful provider. I must bring you a pot of my chickweed jam.
Well, it's very kind of you, dear, but actually, we still haven't finished that jar of your conker marmalade.
And if we ever do, it will probably finish us.
Well, bye-bye, my dears. Till tomorrow.
Bye-bye, dear. Bye, Miss Trimley.
I'll see myself off.
Yeah.
Chickweed jam, indeed. If she wants to get rid of it, she ought to ship it off to her friends in New Zealand.
She probably has done, dear. That's why there's an epidemic of chicken pox. Giving went very well.
Oh, yes, which is more than can be said for this buffet. Have you tried Miss Primley's seaweed surprise?
No, dear, I never was a good sailor.
Oh, no. Look over there. It's Maud. What's she doing here?
I don't know, dear, but we can soon find out. Hello, dear.
Oh, hello, Dame Hilda. Doctor.
We didn't expect you to be here.
Oh, Miss Primley asked me to help with the buffet.
Oh, very commendable, dear.
That's why I've been selling raffle tickets.
Now, I'm confused. I thought you were asked to help with the, buffet.
I was, till I knocked a tea urn over.
Yes, I suppose they are easy to knock over, those things.
Nelson's column would be easy for Maud to knock over.
So they put me on raffle tickets.
Well, come on, dear. How much are they?
10p each, or 5 for a pound. You see, they're cheaper if you buy them.
Yes, but Maud, 5 for a pound is twice as much as 10p each.
Oh, Lord. I've been doing it wrong. I can't get used to this decimal system. Anyway, I've only got a few left.
Well, I think we ought to indulge. I'll buy 10, dear.
Oh, I can't sell you 10.
Why not, Maud?
Well, I only have 4.5 left.
How can you possibly possibly have half a raffle ticket?
Well, I'm not very good at tearing them out.
Hilda, she's broken a raffle ticket.
And what's the prize, dear?
A budgie in a cage.
In that case, I'm not interested.
Oh, I am. It will be company for little Milton. Oh. Now, how much are 4.5 tickets?
Yes, well, now let's see. That's 4 tens are... 4 tens are carry 2. And the other, the half is, well... Oh, just give me £1, Dame.
Righty-ho. Oh, dear. Oh, dear, I've left my handbag on the platform. Can you lend me £1 note, Evadne?
Oh, Hilda, really?
Yes, dear, really.
Well, I only have a £5 note.
That'll do, thank you. Right. Here you are, Maud. Now, when is the draw?
Oh, we had it 1/2 hour ago. It was won by the vicar's wife.
But you can't sell tickets for a raffle that's been drawn already.
She just has done.
Ah, I knew you wouldn't mind. It's for a good cause.
Oh, look, Miss Primley's on the platform. I think it's our turn now.
Ladies and gentlemen, girls of the school, it is now my pleasant duty to call on our good friends, Dame Hilda and the Doctor, to provide the entertainment in the 2nd half of our speech day celebration.
Come on, Evadne. Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you. Excuse me. Thank you. Just look around there. Thank you. Thank you so much. Excuse me. Come on, they're shopping. Yeah, excuse me. Thank you. Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, and girls of Stacton Girls High, once again, we are here in this great hall of academic accomplishment. And may I say, I enjoyed watching the prize giving tremendously.
I enjoyed it enormously.
Yes, I know. Yes, indeed. Yes, yes. The Doctor enjoyed it too, so we both enjoyed it. And may we take this opportunity of congratulating Millicent Bennett on winning a place at Cambridge, Alison Scrivener on winning a place at Oxford, and the vicar's wife on winning the budgie in a cage. Hear, hear. And congratulations must go to Peggy Bunting, the hockey team's goalkeeper, for not letting a goal in all season.
Well done, Peggy.
Big girl.
And may I take this opportunity...
Of course, dear, feel free, yes, yes.
...to thing. Congratulate Myrtle Prendergast on gaining a place at the Royal College of Music. She was an ex-pupil of mine, dear.
Yes, yes, and we, of course, Myrtle Prendergast, yes. Those 3 months in 1972 must have done her a power of good, yes. However, on with the show, as we say in the business. And we have had a request from your worthy headmistress, Miss Daphne Privley, personal friend of ours, to perform one of her poetical works, especially written for this occasion. Just a minute, Evadne. Just a minute, dear. I haven't told them what it's called.
Does it matter?
The poem is entitled Echoes from a Scholastic Quadrangle. Thank you. Now, dear. Up the school, up the school, up the school. Edifying edifice of education, where swat a swat and rot a rot, in crowded classroom concentration. Desks that show the marks of years, names carved in wild array. Mavis Brown has got big ears. Big Doreen rules, okay. Girlish prattles, girlish bickers, navy gym slips, navy knickers. Teachers' pets in adulation. School, school, school.
up the school, up the school, up the school. That's a nice twiddly bit there.
Yes.
Pedagogic point of preparation. Assembly hall, scholars brawl. The church is one foundation.
I know that one.
Yes, yes, yes. Well, nobody knows more than you do about foundations.
What do you mean by...
Geography, Miss Harcourt cries. Now, Joan, where is Gibraltar? But Joan is lost. She simply sighs and dreams of John Travolta.
Who?
John Travolta. He was in Greece.
I've always wanted to go there.
There are other places you... Never mind, no. Academic arc of application. Midst dusty chalk, the teachers talk of work assimilation. Biology by poor Miss Platts, who quivers at the knees to hear the giggles as she chats about the birds and bees.
I didn't know modern schools discussed the birds and bees.
A poetic license there. Oh. I understand the subject is much more fun these days. Get ready for the finish. Tennis rackets, hockey sticks, painful shins from vicious kicks, and though they cause some irritation, laceration, inflammation, dislocation, indignation, agitation, invocation, we all sing in exaltation.